And we close the show as we do every Friday with a snapshot. Today we check in with Patrice Gaines, an award-winning former reporter for The Washington Post. A few years back, she moved to Lake Wylie, South Carolina for a little peace and quiet, but she got a whole lot more. Last time we heard from Patrice, she had bought a boat and taken her family out for a day cruise around Lake Wylie. There's just one catch. She's afraid of the water. So to break herself of the fear, she's taken a step further to the pool.
I suit up and step timidly into the water for my aerobics class. I am generally the baby in the group, unless my sister Carol shows up. I'm 58, she's 50. The unnaturally blue water smells of chlorine and is always too cold for me. Or maybe it's just that I don't like being in the water. You see, I can't get my mother's voice out of my head. She avoided any body of water deeper than the bathtub. And whenever her daughters dared to do differently, she'd yell, "Get away from that water! You'll drown!" Our teacher, Elizabeth, is 75 years old and raised in Holland. She has strong, slim arms and an infectious, happy spirit. "We are going to start by warming up," she tells our class. "Run back and forth from one side of the pool to the other." I love the class, though I travel too much to attend it often. And today's class, at least the one I'm remembering, is my sister's first time. Carol and I laugh at each other as we try to keep up with our more seasoned classmates. Elizabeth has never feared water. "There is so much water around you in Holland," she says. "When you can walk, you learn to swim." "You will learn. Just do what you can." She lifts her left leg sideways, cutting through the water with her foot until her toes peep just above the blue, then down and up again. Alicia, 72, was born in Poland. She survived a Siberian concentration camp and walked the streets of Tehran alone at the age of 9. While the thought of swimming still scares me, it must seem like child's play to her. She tells me one day, "My mother always believed there was healing power in the water." If so, Alicia's living proof. Her joyful face looks as if every bad memory she's ever had has been washed away. English-born Cynthia sits on the pool ladder to do some of her exercises. Her right arm has been paralyzed since birth. She doesn't mind saying she is 86, but adds, "I still got a pretty nice-looking body." Matt is the only man in our group this morning. He's 91, but doesn't look it. He performs all of the routines in a khaki hat with a short brim. Matt first came to water aerobics after his wife had a hip operation and needed the exercise. She's since passed on, but now Matt comes to the water to soothe his own hip and knees. I am hoping Alicia's mother was right about the water's healing power, and I'm hoping the water doesn't have to be the Niger or the Ganges. All of us, Elizabeth, Alicia, Cynthia, Matt, Carol, and myself, have come to the pool for some everyday miracles, to help others, to build strength, to massage a stiff hip, and for Carol and I, to wash away the haunting memory of a loving mother's greatest fear.
That was author and journalist Patrice Gaines with this week's Snapshot. She told her story from member station WFAE in Charlotte, North Carolina.